The Village of Owego Fire Department has a long and proud history of protecting its residents. This tradition started in 1828 and continues to this day. A recent line of duty death prompted PESH to mandate that the fire department strengthen and update some of its standards. Fire Chief Gurney and other chiefs and department members have worked to fulfill these requirements in an operations manual and deliver it to the village for approval. The operations manual has drawn some criticism from fire department members, but was also praised by others and was on the agenda for a special meeting tonight. The village board will listen to comments from the public, take them under advisement, and act accordingly. Some active responders have said that if this document does not pass at tonight's meeting, they will turn in their equipment. This threat is not in keeping with the tradition of protection of the fire department and is inappropriate and disappointing. The fire board's primary responsibility is to ensure the safety of village residents. To that end, we have made sure that adjacent fire departments are aware that there may be an increase in mutual aid calls. I would like to say that the loss of duty death, the PESH citations, and changes in some policies has brought out strong emotions in many quarters. And while we need to recognize these emotions, the village board needs to steer a temperate course for the protection of its residents and the safety of its volunteers.